Happy Monday, my friends, and happy October. We are diving into all things pumpkin and enjoying the fall weather at our house. Although we did have a little bit of snow in the mountain town where I live this past week, and we are not ready for that. So we're hoping it'll warm up a little bit and we can fully enjoy our October before winter comes. Hopefully it's nicer weather wherever you are and you are loving this magical time of year with your family. As I hope you know, this past month of episodes was sponsored by The Mama Ladder, which is a company devoted to helping women who are passionate about thriving both as mothers and entrepreneurs. Their six-month business accelerator program called Mama Power is open for enrollment now through October 23rd, and I want to invite you to join me as a member. I have loved being a member of Mama Power. It covers the core needs that all mom business owners have. We all need more time. We need a team. We need training from mentors. We need a community with like-minded business owners who understand the struggle of having kids and a company. And the Mama Power program covers all of that and more. You can find out specific details about the program by going to 3and30podcast.com/Mama Power. And you may know that the Mama Ladder was co-founded by my former business coach, Crystal Beck. And as a capstone for their month of sponsorship of the show, I am re-airing an episode that I did with Crystal almost a year ago. Whether or not you're an entrepreneur, I challenge you to listen to this episode anyway, and then send me an email or a DM telling me something that you learned and applied to your unique circumstances. One of my very favorite things is getting messages from women who say, I almost didn't listen to this episode because I thought it didn't apply to me, but I'm so glad I did because I learned XYZ. They tell me all about it. I love getting those messages. And I really do think that there's stuff for you to learn in this episode, whether or not you have a business. Crystal has so much wisdom to share about gracefully managing all of the varied roles in our lives as women and mothers. I know you're going to enjoy what she has to say. And one more quick thing. If as you listen, you think, man, I wish I had a mentor like this who could talk me through the specific challenges of my business, Crystal has generously offered a free 15-minute consultation for listeners of 3 and 30 who need some guidance on their business. That's an incredible gift to us, and I'll give you all of that info at the end of the interview if you want to take advantage of it, or you can look for the link in the show notes. This is episode 102. Finding work-life balance. Welcome to 3 and 30, a podcast for moms who want to create more meaning in motherhood. Each 30-minute episode will feature three doable takeaways for you to try at home with your family this week. I'm your host, Rachel Nielsen. Thank you so much for being here. 2 years ago, as I was dreaming up this podcast and working on making it a reality, I was talking through the logistics of my daily schedule with a counselor who was helping me identify my priorities and make time for them in my daily life. I will admit to you that I often feel extremely overwhelmed and wonder if I'm giving either of my passions, my family and my work, the best of my time and efforts. I often feel stretched way too thin. And I know that I'm not alone in feeling that way because when I asked listeners for podcast topics for the new year, many moms reached out to me and asked for an episode on balancing work and motherhood, whether that's working from home, building your own business, or going into an office or a workplace. I think many of us moms feel stretched in a lot of different directions and feel like maybe we're not doing a good job on either thing. Can we really do work and motherhood well? To answer this question, I reached out to the best person that I know personally who could answer that question, and that's my own business coach, Crystal Beck. She's a devoted mother of three young children, and she runs two successful businesses. She's helped me so much with building my own business this past year, and she always has perspective on doing that while also being a present, committed mother, because that is the reality that she's living in her own life as well. So, Crystal Lee, I'm so excited to have you. Welcome to 3 and 30.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm especially excited to talk to Crystal Lee today because she just had a three-month-long maternity leave with her new baby that was born in October. And so she's back to coaching me. Today we had our first coaching session since she's been back, and it's so wonderful. So I'm just really excited to talk to you.
Oh, and everybody, Just you watch Rachel. She's got big things coming for you.
We did. We just talked through all sorts of ideas for 2019. It's pretty exciting. I found you through one of your businesses, which is called the Mama Ladder. And I want you to start out by telling us a little bit about your mission there, because I think it really relates to the topic that we're going to discuss today.
Yes. So the Mama Ladder is an alternative to climbing a corporate ladder. So I used to work in a corporate ladder environment, and I decided that wasn't the best fit for me. I really wanted to be with my kids, but I also wanted to use my skills and talents and what I'd gone to school for. I really wanted to use it. And so the idea came to me, why not create your own ladder that fits your family? And that's what we do. The Mama Ladder helps empower you at the intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship.
I love that. I often hear you refer back to that, the intersection of motherhood and entrepreneurship. And we'll expand this out to even people who aren't necessarily entrepreneurs, but are going into the workplace doing something that they're passionate about, or going into the workplace to support their families while also being a mother. So obviously you built an entire business around the intersection of motherhood and working. So you must believe that it's possible for a woman to do a great job at work and at home.
I do. It doesn't mean it's always easy, but it is possible. It really is. So balance, for me, when I think of balance, I first think of kind of like a seesaw where you're sitting on it and there's someone at the other end and it's going up and down. And the idea of balance is that you're completely equal on both sides. But the reality is that balance with motherhood and work is pretty ambiguous. It is very tricky to put some kind of parameters around what does that look like, and it's different for everyone. So I don't teach women how to balance both, but I do teach them how to protect time for both. And that's what I've done myself, and it's really important to me.
I love that distinction, to protect time for both, even if they're not necessarily perfectly, quote, balanced. I think that's a huge shift and leads really well into our first takeaway. So what takeaways do you have for us today about how to achieve this work-life balance, or rather this protecting the time for both in our lives?
Yes. Yeah, so the first takeaway is to release the need to be balanced. And we hear that phrase all the time, balance work and life, balance family and clients, or however people say it. But you don't have to be balanced, in the sense that they don't have to be exactly equal. And it doesn't have to look like how anyone else is doing it. You can really set it up how it works for you and your family.
One of my favorite metaphors that I've heard having to do with balance is, I have never surfed like on the ocean, but obviously I've seen it done. And I've heard someone say that to stay balanced on a surfboard, you're not standing with your feet with the weight evenly distributed at all times. Like, the wave is moving, and so you're leaning one direction or the other in order to stay balanced on the board. And that's similar to what we do as mothers, whether we're working or not, that sometimes we have to lean into one thing harder and then lean the other way, and just kind of follow our gut as to what needs the most of our time and attention at any given time.
I love that analogy. That's a beautiful analogy. And I agree with you that it can feel like you are surfing, but the reality is it's okay to do what needs to be done on any given day. And you can trust that as a mother and as a professional that you know what is the most important thing for you to be doing at that time.
How can you be sure that you will be able to give time to all of the different aspects of your life in a given
day? Great question. So to be able to give time to the areas that are important to you, you first of all need to decide what they are. But the takeaway is that you protect time for the areas that matter to you. And since this is specifically about balancing work and family life, you need to have specific times that you protect in those areas. From me coming from the corporate ladder world, for those of you who are listening who are currently working for someone else and are going to your full-time job, you have these distinct hours, right? Where you're supposed to come in the morning, leave in the afternoon. And so that is your set time that you're working. And so you kind of have this built-in protection of your work time that you know, and your kids know, like, I'm not available during these hours. This is time for my employer. However, for those who are entrepreneurs or starting a business in your own home, it gets messier and it gets trickier if you don't have the same parameters that you create for yourself. You say, you have to decide, starting at this time, this is my work time, and I'll stop from 12 to 3 or whatever your time block is. So you have to protect it.
Yeah. And I have found that I feel like there's more guilt associated with that when you're not at an office and you're home as an entrepreneur or building your own business, where you feel like, well, I shouldn't have set parameters or boundaries around this time, and I should allow my kids to come and go and interrupt me. Whereas if you were out of the house at an office, you would not feel guilty about the fact that your kids couldn't come in and interrupt you just simply because you were off location. And so that's something that I've had to remind myself when I do start to feel a little guilt creeping in, or even when friends and family want some of that work time and I feel like I should give it up because that's the nice thing to do or whatever, that they almost expect me to be flexible with that time when I'm like, this is my work time, as if I were at an office and I need to protect it.
I absolutely agree that you have to be the one that protects that time, and you're the only one that can do it. And it is a decision. It's a decision to say, okay, from this time to this time, and there has to be some communication there, right? Like, your kids need to know, this is the time when you can play or you can color or whatever it is that you want them to do, and do not interrupt mom. So one of the things I recommend is to have a babysitter. So, and it could be you have your work time when your kids are at school, so then they're already being taken care of during that time. But if you are working in your home and you have small children and you have the kind of work that requires you to focus, there's some work that you can kind of do while you're doing other things. But if there's any kind of focus required, I recommend getting a babysitter. And this could be 2 afternoons a week for 3 hours each, or it could be whatever works for you. But set that time apart so that your kids are not competing with your computer and they don't feel like you are only half with them. And it sounds counterintuitive, but when you protect your work time, you're actually also protecting time with your kids. Because then when you're done working, you show up and you're fully there for them. And they can tell the difference when you are like half checking your email, or, you know, when you're not fully with them. But if you protected that work time, you got your work done, you showed up, you did it, then afterwards or before, however you do it, you're with your kids. So it's really protecting both. What I've done the past couple years is I have a block of time that is just for me and them. And so for us, that's early in the day, in the morning, sometime between 9 and noon. And we play during that time. And we go on so many adventures, whether it's a little hike or a walk around the block or children's museum. But during that time, I'm not on my phone. I'm not doing anything else but looking at them, talking to them, giving them one-on-one attention. And sometimes it's really simple. Sometimes it's just like tickling them in my room or something, you know, but it's enough that they get their fill of me and I get my fill of them.
And I love that you do it first and that you prioritize it and treat it like a client. I've heard people talk about kind of having a block schedule of your day, where not every single hour is blocked off for a different task, but just kind of blocks of time. Like, the morning is my kids' time and then the afternoon is my work time, or vice versa. And if you are a full-time working mom who's away from 9 to 5, then you can block out whatever's better for your family. Like, the morning is my kid time, or after I get home from work is my kid time until they go to bed. But to consciously sort of block it off and protect it. Our first takeaway was to release the need to be balanced, that word. And then second, to protect our work time and protect our kid time. What is your third takeaway for us on how to achieve more of a sense of prioritizing our values as we're working mothers? Yes.
So I like to call this takeaway, put your ideal week on repeat. So as mothers in any family, from day to day, things are going to vary, right? So on Wednesdays, you've got preschool, and Fridays, you have dance or whatever it is. Like, we all kind of have different things on different days. But if you look at your week as a whole, and this is an exercise that I often do with my clients. We did this together, Rachel. We look at your priorities. So you want to have time with yourself, time to do something just for you, time with your husband, time with your kids, and time for your work. And so if you look at your week, print off like a blank week calendar, and you block out chunks of time that you protect for these different areas of your life, and it might take some tweaking and it might take some refining and trying it out a few times. But for me, let's see, it was about 2 years ago. It was in 2017 where I found this rhythm that really worked for me, and this weekly schedule where I go on a big mountain hike on Saturdays, and I go on a date with my husband on Saturday nights, and just these certain things that I did throughout the week that worked so well that I just put that week on repeat, and I basically just do it over and over again. And that might sound monotonous, but it's not, because like with kid time, there's so much variation in that. So one day we might go to the dinosaur park, another day we might go visit some friends for a play date. There's so much variation, but it's dedicated to that relationship with them.
It minimizes so much decision fatigue and even almost guilt in motherhood. If you know that these certain areas are going to be met every single day and you just sort of block them out, then you don't have to think every single day, well, what's our schedule going to be? When am I going to fit this in or that in? It's just on repeat, like you said. And I love your three categories that you've taught me for how you block your time and prioritize them. Can you share that with the listeners?
Yes. So I live my life by three B's: body, babies, business. And body is more than just my physical body. It's really about taking care of myself. And so it's body, mind, spirit. So giving myself time for truth, giving myself time to read, giving myself time to exercise, and just do things I enjoy. And then babies is my children, but also my baby, my husband. Like, so it's really just a word for family. Mm-hmm. And then business is my business and my creative pursuits, not only in making money, but also in creating things that are me using my talents in a business fashion.
Yeah. And I feel like you're the queen of alliteration and like wordsmithing. I always love the different things you teach me with alliteration and things. I love that. Body, babies, and business. And do you devote the same chunk of time every day to those different categories?
You know, I do. For me, body and babies are always the first half of the day. And I try to have them before noon or one. So right now, and every semester, I change my babysitter schedule depending on I usually hire young women who are going to college. So we kind of fit around their schedule. So right now she starts at 12:30. So my body and baby's time happens before she shows up. So she's here for 4 hours, 12:30 to 4:30. And during that time, that is my get it done focus work time. And so in the morning that's my chance to exercise and play with my kids. And then I can enjoy my kids after the babysitter leaves too. And go back to being with them.
Yeah. And one thing that you've really taught me is the value of being, as you say, powerfully present. Again, another alliteration there, but I love it that when you protect these blocks of time, you're really powerfully present when you're in those blocks of time. So you're really giving your best to your clients, to your children, to nurturing your body, because you're not letting it bleed into each other quite so much. You're protecting those distinctions between them.
I love how you said decision fatigue earlier, because it really does help you when you set this up and you put it on repeat, that you don't have to think about it so much. And And it almost gives you a built-in deadline to get things done. So for example, earlier today, we kind of took our time this morning. I have three kids under five. My girl's almost five, but they're all under age five right now. And we were just taking our time, having like a long breakfast. And anyways, it started creeping into getting closer and closer to when the babysitter was coming. And so I had the choice to either go to the gym like I like to, or get any exercise at home, because I knew that when she got here at 12:30, that was my business time. So I had to bust it out, do a workout at home, because that was the time to do it.
I recently heard on Jodi Moore's podcast, she did a podcast about feeling busy and how she doesn't feel busy and people think that's crazy. And she said that she treats her life kind of like if she were on Project Runway, where she has a deadline and regardless, like it has to be done by the outfit, like on Project Runway or whatever it is, has to be done by the deadline. And she treats it that way. So she just slots out time for her different tasks and then she busts it out within the deadline.
I love that. And I'm so glad she talked about that, because I also feel the same about the word busy. I've said for years, I don't believe in busy or bored. I don't believe in being busy or being bored. Because there's always something interesting to do. And busy is a choice to me. So I am very committed to things that matter, but I'm not busy, because busy happens to you. Busy is like being a victim of your circumstances, where being committed is choosing what you allow to bring into your life.
And one thing that I did want to talk about is, so we're talking about making a distinction between these different areas as far as protecting them. But another thing that I love that you've taught me is there doesn't have to be a distinction or a competition between our work and our families. And I was wondering if you could tell or elaborate a little bit more on that for the moms who are listening.
Yes. Thanks for letting me talk about this, because this is something, as we prepared for this interview, that I realized that I was able to verbalize to you why time is so special to me and why I don't like to use the word balance. And it's because I really see time as sacred. Like, we only have so much time that we are alive, from the time we're born until we leave this earth. Like, we only have so much time, and there's so much I want to do in my life. And I'm sure your listeners do too. There's so much I want to do. And so, but for me, I really feel that motherhood and my work are both part of living my purpose, and they're part of who I am meant to be, really, as being a follower of Christ, and part of my core beliefs in who I am and why I'm here. And for me, there's really no need to balance the two of them, because they're both part of the same effort of trying to live my life in alignment with my values and in following my God.
I love that insight of just your life purpose. It can be both things, and it's not a competition or separate. It's your life's work, and you can give great attention and energy to both things and not think of them as totally separate, which I feel like I am very lucky that I do feel like my work is part of my life's purpose. There are probably some women listening who do not feel that the work that they're currently doing, the job that they're currently going to, is really like their life's purpose. It's just they have to work. What would you say to them, or how can they also feel this sense of wholeness in their home life and their professional life, even if the actual tasks that they're doing every day at work don't necessarily seem like their life's purpose? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And that's an excellent question. There is value in providing for your family. That is so important. And we all have life energy that we trade. So you're trading your hours for dollars to pay for food and clothing and shelter and being able to provide for your family and whatever financial situation you may be in. If you need to work, because usually you don't stay in a job that you don't like unless you need to. And if you need to, and you're going to it day after day, good for you for taking care of your family and for taking care of your financial needs.
And I've met so many women and men who may be in that situation, but who have also made the way that they show up at their job part of their life's work.
Yes, very well said. And it's like a ripple effect, right? Like that we can have so much power in our own circle of influence. And if that means, I'm thinking of this example, I went to a conference once where the keynote talked about the best cab driver he'd ever had. And this cab driver, he like gave him a bottle of water and he like rolled out the red carpet. He was such an amazing cab driver. And this keynote talked about how he was distinctive and he really stood out of all the cab drivers he'd ever had. If you put your heart into whatever work you're doing, you can absolutely make a difference for the people that you're serving. And that goes for any job out there.
Yes, it's so true. And that is your life's work, and what your work is teaching you and how you are developing and growing because of your work is also your personal development is your life's work. And that comes from being a mother as well as anything else that you're doing. It's all contributing to you growing as a human being.
Absolutely. And we're human beings, not human doings. And so you don't need to define yourself by what it is that you clock in, clock out of. If it's something that you're not necessarily super passionate about, it's okay if there's a means to an end in being able to provide for your family and being able to create what it does matter to you. And so there's value in that.
For sure. Could you end, Crystal Lee, by recapping those three takeaways for us?
Yes, absolutely. So takeaway one, release the need to be balanced and feel like you have to do exactly the same amount of time or energy for work and kids. So release that need and trust yourself. Takeaway two is to protect your work time. And this allows you to also protect time with your family. And three is to put your ideal week on repeat and do it over and over.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the wisdom that you've shared with me this year as I've grown this community and podcast, and for then coming to share with these listeners here who are become so important to me. I really appreciate all the goodness that you've brought to my life.
Oh, Rachel, I love working with you. And really, everyone listening, I'm serious. Rachel's got beautiful ideas to help you, and she loves you. She tells me all the time how much she loves her community.
Yes, that is the truth. So, well, thank you. And everyone, get involved with the Mama Ladder. It was an honor to re-air that episode with Crystal Lee, someone who has done more behind the scenes for 3 and 30 than you will ever know, and who continues to support the show now by being a financial sponsor as well. She is an incredible mom, human, and businesswoman. And don't forget, if you're interested in learning more about the Mama Power Program, or if you just want to talk through one of your business challenges with Crystal Lee, sign up for a 15-minute consult in the link in the show notes or at 3and30podcast.com/mamapower. This opportunity is reserved for women who've been in business for a year or more and are serious about moving their business forward. But if you fall into that category, we really hope you'll take advantage of it. Whether you're working inside the home as a stay-at-home mom, outside the home as a full-time working mom, or a little bit of both like me, you are doing a good job. You are so important to your children and to this world. I truly believe that. I'm always rooting for you, and I hope that you have a fantastic fall week with your family.